Less than 3 weeks out from the New South Wales state election, and many people still have no idea who Labor leader Michael Daly is. Granted, he only took the reins of the party late last year, but the newly minted opposition leader made headlines today when he took on Sydney talkback radio host Alan Jones on Jones's own program. As far as political tactics go, that would traditionally be considered, shall we call it, courageous. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Michael Daly, good morning.
G'day, Alan. Good to be with you.
Thank you.
If nothing else, it was a bold move. Mid-interview on Alan Jones' 2GB radio show, Michael Daly went on the attack.
Have you spoken to the trust of the Sydney Cricket Ground?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yes.
And you've had a briefing? What do you know about Hillsborough?
Sorry? The trust of the Sydney Cricket Ground? Well, I'm glad you raised that, Alan.
The SCG Trust is a New South Wales government agency that manages the Sydney Football Stadium and the neighbouring cricket ground. Last year, the Berejiklian government announced it would knock down and rebuild the football stadium at a cost of more than $700 million. And that work's now underway. But Labor plans to dump the idea and get rid of the board if it wins this month's election. Alan Jones is on that board.
Good. If I'm elected, the board will go. So I want a new broom through. I know you've been on that board for 30 years.
Yeah, we do the job for nothing, don't
worry.
No,
that's fine. That's
we
fine.
Don't
but
mind.
The board,
that's your
the
job.
Board will go. Switzer. And I'm sorry about the SCG Trust
that's
board.
Okay.
Thanks for your service.
Not at all. No, thanks. Come back next week.
Happy to.
The Labor leader's bet is that voters like someone who stands up to bullies, and this would show Michael Daly isn't scared of traditionally powerful figures. But it's a huge departure from how politicians normally deal with the combative shock jock. Chris Masters is the author of the book Jonestown. He says many politicians still see Jones as a kingmaker, or at the very least, they believe it's safest to keep him on side.
His whole sway because he's feared. I think the view is if you get into a fight with Alan Jones, you're just going to have to put up with retribution for quite some time to come. So it's not really worth it. But I wonder whether that's now changing, whether some political figures may actually see some benefit in opposing Jones publicly, because I'm sure the broader community is more opposed to Jones than supportive.
University of Sydney political lecturer Stuart Jackson says the on-air battle with Alan Jones will also help lift Michael Daly's low public profile.
Daly is quite comfortable now about who he is, what he stands for, and where he sees the party and indeed the state going. So that means he's quite comfortable. You know, having an on-air stoush with Alan Jones means that he feels comfortable in the position he has. And that will serve him in good stead.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian faces a tough battle at this election. It comes just 2 months ahead of the federal poll, leaving her government at risk of copping some of the anger directed at their federal colleagues. But Dr. Jackson says it would still be a big feat for Labor to achieve the swing of more than 8% needed to form majority government.
The problem I have is that to really start winning, they have to get an across-the-board swing of over 6%. You know, to pick up seats like Penrith, Oatley, Goulburn, you know, Holsworthy, Heathcote. These are tricky seats for them to gain.
He says rural voters in Goulburn are focused on vastly different issues to the people of suburban Oatley or Penrith in Sydney's west.
So how are they going to be able to craft a message that actually meets the requirements of all these people? I suspect it will be, in actual fact, along the lines of what Michael Daly did with Alan Jones, is saying SCG Trust is a problem because of the expenditure on a stadium. So it's mismanagement of funds he's pointing to, and we could use that for something much more important, like health services, like education, etc.
But at this point, he says the coalition's still in the box seat.
Alexandra Beach reporting.